Now, let me read this. Now, Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. Here's an indulgent father who shut his eyes to the sins of his sons. And notice their awful, gross immorality, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. I hear a great deal today about what they call new morality. Well, I think the two sons of Eli, I think they beat the crowd today to what they call a new morality. But it wasn't even new in their day. It goes back to the time of the flood. Now, verse 23, and he said unto them, why do ye such things? What a gentle rebuke. He slapped them on the wrists, for I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Now, this was a scandal, an open scandal in Israel. Listen to him. Nay, my sons, for it's no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. As priests, so people. That was what was happening. And his rebuke is too gentle, by the way. Actually, he's just an indulgent father. Now, if one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on. He was in favor both with the Lord and also with man. Now, in this bad environment, Samuel, dedicated to God, backed up by a mother's interest in prayer, he's growing in favor with God, and God's going to use him. Now, God sent a prophet to old Eli and told him that he was through with him as the high priest, and the high priest, his line would end. And no longer would God move through the priests, but God now is raising up a priest-prophet, actually, and that was this boy Samuel, and he will minister for the Lord, but his office will be that of a prophet. Now, we read in verse 30, and I drop down to that. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let's be very careful in our lives that we honor God. The Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And the redeemed need to say so today. Behold, the day is come. God says that I will cut off thine arm, the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. And that's going to happen, as we shall see. And this shall be a sign unto thee, verse 34, and shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. Now God says, and I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Now, who is that? Well, actually, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you notice that back in Hannah's prayer, he's mentioned as the king, the Messiah that is to come. He's mentioned here now as a priest, and he's also been mentioned by Moses as a prophet. The Lord Jesus is prophet, priest, and king, and he's the only one that ever fulfilled all these offices.